Looking for more fan-made Star Wars audio productions? Then look no further than the home of Star Wars fan audio, StarWarsFanWorks.com. It's your source for audio dramas, audio parodies, online radio shows, and podcasts, plus the most comprehensive Star Wars fan audio news found anywhere. StarWarsFanWorks.com. Fandom has a whole new sound.
I'm James, your host, and welcome to CorusmanCast, the official podcast of Corusman, www.corusman.uni.cc, the core of the Star Wars galaxy.
Today on CorusmanCast, I'm dealing with a very controversial issue among fans, and that is the original trilogy versus the prequel trilogy. Before I get onto that, I would just like to say that I will be deleting any announcement episodes from the feed to free up space on my host, because I'm running out of space. I've only got like 50 megabytes left. And in future, if I ever post any episodes that are just purely announcements, I will delete them after 1 week. Okay, now on to the show. Now, I said it's going to be controversial. That's because, like I said, I'm dealing with the original trilogy versus the prequel trilogy. I'm here to settle that debate. And I bet you're saying, how can you settle such a big debate? Well, I think I may be able to at least get people some way into agreeing with each other. Now, my take on the original trilogy versus the prequel trilogy is, this is my big idea, is that you can't really compare the original trilogy and the prequel trilogy, because they're two very different styles of films. The original trilogy, the OT, is a space western, as it's called quite a lot, whereas the prequel trilogy is a space opera, so it's a lot different. Obviously, the prequel trilogy being more epic, whereas you've got the original trilogy, which is just dealing with a handful of people, as obviously in a western, whereas in the prequel trilogy, it's humongous armies. And you can't really have it the same style of film when you have these different things going on, these radically different things and happening in the plot. Because how would you be able to do, say, the battle between the battle on Geonosis in the style of the original trilogy? You just couldn't, because it just wouldn't work. The whole point of the original trilogy is that you're following these three or four people about while they're fighting the Empire, and you only have a few battles, whereas prequel trilogy, there's quite a lot of battles, because obviously it's a big war, apart from obviously in episode one, but that is kind of still a bit war-like, because obviously you have the big droid armies against a few Jedi. I mean, the prequel trilogy kind of would be able to work. I mean, the episode one, sorry, would be able to work possibly as a space western just, but it would still be very difficult, as they are still fighting these big droid armies. Now, I bet you're saying, well, doesn't this make the whole debate pointless, and isn't this a bad way to approach the argument? And I don't think it is, because would you try and compare, for example, a western with, say, an action film? It's just they're two different styles of film. Any director would tell you that the original trilogy and the prequel trilogy can't be done in the same style, because they're very different from each other. But I mainly decided to do this because I put some feedback on this new show called the Handshot First podcast, and I said that they were asking which one was your favourite film, and I said it's close between Revenge of the Sith and Empire Strikes Back, and I said Revenge of the Sith, and this was met with much cynicism by the hosts, but I think that, like I said, they're just very different films, and what I meant when I said that Revenge of the Sith and Empire Strikes Back's very close for me, it's they're good in different ways, because the people on the podcast were saying that Empire Strikes Back is a lot better than Revenge of the Sith. Well, I think it all depends on the fact that you can't compare them. So I think that Revenge of the Sith is good in a different way to Empire Strikes Back. Empire Strikes Back is brilliant as a story, it's brilliant visually, and it's a lot more in-depth and interesting. Whereas I like Revenge of the Sith because it's very epic, it's very emotionally charged, even more so than Empire, and it's got brilliant visuals, and the plot is just brilliant, but brilliant in a different way to Empire. So I would quite like to hear any feedback you have on this issue. You can either email me, or you could email me a recording of yourself giving your opinions, or you could go onto the forums at coruscant.ej.am/forums and post on the relevant thread that I'm going to create in the Coruscant Cast forum section on my forums. I look forward to hearing your feedback, and before I go, I'd just like to say I don't really know. I usually tell you what I'm going to be doing for my next episode, but I'm not really sure at this point, but hopefully I'll think up something good. So thanks for listening, and may the Force be with you.
Thank you for listening to CoruscantCast. May the Force be with you. You can subscribe to CoruscantCast at the.beatmiller.com/CoruscantCast or go to www.coruscant.uni.cc. Star Wars and all related trademarks are copyright Lucasfilm Limited and its affiliates. CoruscantCast is not affiliated to Lucasfilm in any way.